Zeki Adola, who directed, Amin Ibrahim, who's a production designer, and Towalakin Oluwafu, cultural consultant, sat down to talk about their new animated film, Iwaju. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. Here, Zeki talks about coming up with the story.
I came up with the story for Iwaju when Disney invited us to collaborate with them on a series. We explored a variety of ideas, and one of them was Iwaju. I'd always wanted to tell a story. So it wasn't so much that I decided, hey, I was going to set this story in Lagos. It was that I always had the desire to tell a story about Lagos because it's my home and where I'm from. And I think Lagos is a really interesting place. One thing I'll mention is that the island and the mainland are real. The island is where the wealthy live, the mainland is where the working class and poor people live, and the geographic divide, I think, is a fascinating place to build a sci-fi story.
More on Iwaju on Byte, so stay tuned. Hamid Abraham on getting involved in Iwaju.
So the partnership with Zeki and Tolu to form Kugali came from almost my need to do something for Africa. So I was working in the visual effects industry at that time, and I'd kind of accomplished the goals I had for myself as a boy who grew up in Uganda. So I'd done the films, I'd worked in the industry. That was my big goal. So I did that. So I satisfied the goal for myself and wanted a goal for Africa. So I ended up reaching out to Zeki and Tolu via email. And then at that time, I'd not met Tolu in person yet. So we had Tolu as a virtual computer head, not even screen on because the internet was bad. And Zeki was, I was on the rooftop, we spoke. They were not afraid of the ambitions I had, which a lot of people I spoke to, because I did speak to a lot of people in terms of just trying to go this journey with. They were not afraid of the ambitiousness I wanted to bring in and the big goals I had. And that made me go like, these are my people, and we made a very, very good balance. So that's how it happened.
Important to bring African stories to the public.
Kugali has always told African stories. That's why we started the company, to tell the same kind of stories we grew up enjoying from other parts of the world, anime from Japan, superhero movies from the US and so on. We wanted to tell stories from Africa at a global quality, at the level where anyone anywhere in the world would enjoy it. So we had already been doing that for a few years in comics before we got the opportunity to work on Iwaju. And our comics already have that authenticity. So we just continued doing what we were already doing.
On the collaboration.
The collaboration with the people at Walt Disney Animation Studios was widespread. So you mentioned Halima, who was my co-writer. I think that we both brought different things to the table. I brought the Nigerian and Lagos perspective. I think she brought a lot of humor to the narrative and was able to tighten Tola's character arc and sharpen it up a lot more. There was definitely a lot of creative differences, but it was through those differences that the best ideas made their way onto the script. Christina Chen, our producer, was amazing. She was a facilitator that helped make all of this possible. Marlon West, our VFX supervisor, was also amazing in really being able to help us technically deliver on the show that we wanted to bring to life. He also worked very closely with Hamid as well. So Jen Lee served as a mentor. You know, she's an incredibly experienced and talented storyteller in her own right. So just having the opportunity to sit with her, observe her process, and have her guide me, especially as a first-time writer and director, was invaluable.
Iwaju is available now at Disney Plus, who supplied me with the audio we just enjoyed. Customizable podcast playlists, exclusive videos, and special programs like the Mix 100 and Rewind are available to all the listeners and subscribers of Sci-Fi Talk Plus, featuring 1,000 episodes uncut and a special offer for free lifetime access available only until May 1st. Click on the link in the show notes and register right away. No anonymous signups are allowed. Thanks for listening. This has been Byte, and I'm Tony Tolotto.